Hi, everyone. So my name is Yusuf. I'm part of the Lewis team. Today, I want to talk about the new capabilities that we have inside of Lewis. So just to start, how many of you guys have know Lewis? Perfect. So that's great. So we have new features that will help you build Lewis applications. Maybe I'll give a brief introduction about Lewis for the people that don't know about it. So Lewis is a language understanding platform. So what we do is we give you the ability to add natural language processing inside your application. So you're able to extract intents and entities in an easy way. If you're not a machine learning expert, you don't know how to build a model, you can just go to lewis.ai and we give you a way of building models directly. By just adding examples, you have your domain knowledge and you want to represent this in understanding free texts to intents and entities. So the other benefits that we do is we give you a quick build. You can build on top of pre-existing models. So currently we have pre-built entities, which is something like date time. You don't really need to build a model for that. This is pre-existing inside of Lewis. For numbers, for age, for email, all these ways of detecting entities are existing. You can build on top of those. We have domains. So you have entertainment domain, a communication domain. You can improve on top of those by providing your own utterances or providing your own examples to modify them. We provide a means of improving a model over time. So you have we have active learning. We have the ability to add more features to be able to create a better model, and we guide you through that direction. We want you, over time, to have a better model that will be able to help you in your application. Today, we are enterprise ready. We have compliance. We have GDPR compliance. We have ISO compliance. And we have HIPAA compliance. So these are part of the new features that I want to talk about. So currently, we have the integrated experience. We have, at the beginning, we had speech integrated with the bots. Now we have a full end-to-end experience with Windows applications as well. So inside of Lewis, you can enable speech priming and have the utterances inside of Lewis sent over to speech, and you have a better recognition for what you are trying to detect. We've added sentiment analysis inside of Lewis. So we had text analytics that did sentiment analysis. And now this is just part of the Lewis component. You don't need to go to text analytics to get the sentiment anymore. We have it integrated because we found a lot of people that wanted to have both when doing that. We are multilingual. We have now integration with the translation. So you can have an English bot and it will be able to communicate with multiple languages through the translation, machine translation engine. Inside of the core language understanding, we've added a couple of new entities. We have patterns, we have regex entities, and prephrase entity. So prephrase is it identifies noun phrases, and it's also part. It is part of the text analytics, and we have added it as well inside of Lewis. I'll talk in depth in a demo about the patterns and regex entities. For the enterprise, we are general availability since December 2017. We have compliance, like I said, GDPR, ISO, and HIPAA. We have worldwide support, which means we have 12 languages. We support 12 languages. And we have 13 Azure regions. So now your endpoint on Lewis is deployed in multiple regions around the world, so you get a lower latency overall. So the resolution seems to be, so how do I change the resolution? Excuse me? Yeah. I think that, can you see that or? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so first thing I'd like to talk about is the regex entity, because that's a pretty simple thing. In the entities part, we've added the regex entity, which is something like, so if you are, a lot of people have been building detection for like error messages, and there is a specific format for error problems, like a specific number, a specific format. Some people wanted to do match GUIDs, other people want to match like specific format for forms. So regex simplifies all that by just telling us directly that you want to match that. So for example, if I want to search for a form, so I just want to say find form, and I have a specific format which is 3 characters and three integers. So I would just specify a regex, and instead of going to a simple model and go to phrase list and keep adding all the different types or all the different ways I can write this form, I can just encapsulate all this knowledge into a regex entity. The second type of entity is we have added a pattern entity. This works in tandem with the pattern feature, which we'll talk about now. So one of the problems that we faced was, or people faced, was that when they wanted to say email a person about something. So this something could be multiple tokens. It could be like email this person about going out tonight, email person about all these different ways. It's unbounded. You have multiple ways of saying of specifying the subject of what you want to talk about. So all these different ways of specifying it, you have to add a lot of examples to be able to capture all those ways. So the way that we did it was that we've added a pattern feature. So now you can just say email person about subject. So this subject is just, so this subject is, you just specified the pattern, and in the email, if I go to test this. So let's say email James about the meeting that we should have. So as you can see in the subject, I'm able to capture all this text without actually having to specify all the different ways I can say a subject. Because it's an unbounded way of capturing it, I'm just specifying where's the location where it should appear, and I'm taking all that text in. And now I'm able to do like putting like arbitrary text in this location, and I can send this email, where I can build an email engine, I can build an assistant to send an email with any type of subject that I want to match. We've added a concept called roles. So a lot of people wanted, when we did travel, so if you did booking, so people would always want to book a flight from to, and you would say that the entity that should be detected is the city, right? You need to detect, I'm booking a flight from Cairo to Istanbul, or I'm booking a flight from Seattle to Tokyo. And they are both identified as cities, but effectively, they're not both the same city, right? They're, one is a to location, I'm going from a location or going to a location, so I need to actually identify the difference between them. So what you can do is you can open up the patterns, and you can say book a flight, and you can specify a from, and then you can say I have a city entity that can appear in that location, and I can build something called a role. So for the city, I have 2 roles. This city can be represented as a from city or as a to city. So what I would do is, if I say book a flight from Cairo, or so you would see here that Cairo is detected as a from location, and the pattern that got matched is this pattern, and the pattern format is just book, the square brackets is an optional, so the A can and cannot exist, the from city can and cannot exist, as well as the two city. So now you can actually identify the different cities, this the same entity as from and to, right? So all this is great. I'd like also, so here in the publish feature, we've added sentiment analysis. This is, like I said, it was in text analytics, and now you are able to include that inside of Lewis directly without having to actually go hit the text analytics API to get the results. So every result that I pinged here, because I had it enabled, so you would see that I have a sentiment that says it's a positive sentiment, negative sentiment with a score. Right? I also have, we've added the speech integration, speech priming. So here you would enable speech priming, and we take all that data and send it over to the speech service. And you were able to hit the speech API, and you'll be able to get a better recognition of the entities that you're looking for. So a lot of the, I mean, a lot of speech would fail or do a bad job at recognizing my name or some of, I mean, different names, because it's not something that you would see every day, especially in medical terms. You wouldn't see those in normal training data inside the speech service. So if you add those terms inside of Lewis, send it over to speech, you'll be able to detect, speech will be able to do a better job at detecting that. It'll be able to understand it and figure out that these are the words that you're looking for because it sounds like them. So would like to talk about, so in the entities, we have a list of all, a lot of entities, and one of them is the key phrase entity. So in the text analytics, there is the noun phrases. So in some situations, you have text that you don't understand anything about. You have not built anything for it, but you can extract meaningful information from it. You'll be able to get keywords or noun phrases from that text and be able to try to do something with that rather than just taking this and saying, I don't know what to do, right? I can get a couple of terms that would help me out in a search. And that's the entity. So we also have the pre-built. So these are not, the pre-built entities are not new. I'm just showing them. So these are the different pre-builts that you can build on top of. The best thing about the pre-built domains is that you have the ability to actually improve over them. So you can actually, so for the pre-built entities, they are just as is. You cannot modify them. They just appear as is. So something like date time, if you say tomorrow, is just going to pick it up. You don't need to say anything about it. For the pre-built domains, these are the different these are examples that we were curated. We've created intents and entities for them. And you can easily build on top of it to get a pre-existing model or building your own model on top of that instead of starting from scratch. So if I'd like to build a calendar app, so I can get the calendar location entity, I can get the calendar subject, and these are, they pre-exist with data, so you can build on top of that. So once that is done, you can just publish and have an endpoint. And you have everything just available. As a JSON response with sentiment and with all the entities that you've defined. So I am open for any questions. This is pretty much. So we have other important presentations coming soon. So for conversational AI, we have the bot intelligence speech capabilities. This is where we talk in depth about the speech integration, and we have a demo about how it works end to end. We have other talks about cognitive services as well as conversational AI. That would be great if you want to listen more about these topics. And that's it. So please evaluate the sessions. And I hope you have a great evening. So if you want to ask me any questions, I'll be available after the presentation. Thank you so much.